Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 17 with verses 5 through 8. While Jesus was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. It's very natural to become afraid. This fright was held by the rock Jesus chose to lead his church. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. Peter will soon be afraid to die, choosing to deny his Lord three times before knowing a fright that Jesus expected to completely save his hide. Amen? The will of God has a way of working out when you really think it's not going to. Things seem tough enough sometimes that it'll rock your trust, but Jesus reminds us to hold on to him and face each decision by placing him first. And you'll see the outcome will come to the favor of truth, where love, faith, and hope of his grace will be in abundance. I'm reminded of what a preacher friend told me last night about shadows in the Word of God. Shadows aren't something to be afraid of, but to enter and be protected, to hear the voice of God. Amen. Please join me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silent prayers for the others dealing with this war in Ukraine. And the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie, an organ transplant recipient who's been trying to adjust this for 3 months now. We're praying for her recovery. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Lord, we continue to pray for our cousins, Cheryl and Joe. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Name of poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 17, verses 5 through 8. Practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. This two-stanza poem has a one-line ending. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Son Beloved Mine is Same Shadow of Cloud Bright Voice Clear Came. Son Beloved Mine is Same. Pleased well am I to remain, him listen for salvation to remain. This heard by disciples fame, afraid much, prostrate, fell insane, then touched by Jesus to remain sane. Afraid be not, rise, don't be lame. Alone was Jesus, silence was explained. Amen. I'm Tom Shukruz Wiggins. It's April 11, 2023. I'm recording this morning early at 4:17 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-led. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, today's a special day for our ministry. We are holding our first annual Easter dinner for our catechism class. And we've chosen Easter instead of Christmas or Thanksgiving because not only people don't celebrate Easter with a meal in the with the prisoners. So I have been whipping up homemade spaghetti sauce with mushrooms and ground beef and some fresh tomatoes that I boiled and peeled and whipped up. It's turned out really well. I'm serving manicotti today. I've got 80 shells of manicotti to share with 40 people today. So pray for our morning. It's a little bit of carrot cake, something sweet and wholesome for them they don't normally get. A good salad and some rolls, and a good cup of coffee. Amen. So we pray for success today as we enter the prison, and we ask for prayers in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.